When internet access isn't evenly distributed, the whole economy could suffer. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Almost 40% of rural America, or about 23 million people, don't have access to broadband internet or reliable mobile service. Long term, this digital divide is a huge economic problem. Companies need high-skilled workers, or any workers these days, and people without decent internet access can't find those jobs or get the training they might need to do them. Now, bankers and economists are sounding the alarm. Jeremy Higley is a senior community development advisor for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Its territory includes rural areas, western Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, and northern New Mexico. Higley told me the Fed is trying to convince businesses that the digital divide is their problem, too.
I think the challenge is helping companies see what that looks like, right? Like, how do I get to that level when I'm busy just working on the day in and day out operations of my business?
And what specific tools does the Fed have to encourage investment in this direction?
You know, at the end of the day, we're not giving funding to job training. We're not raising funding. We're not delivering direct programming. From a structural perspective, you know, under the Community Reinvestment Act that essentially requires that banks invest in the communities they serve, there's some wording within there that outlines different activities that banks can do to meet the credit needs of their communities. And it includes giving grants and giving loans to programs that support low to moderate income populations. And so there's some things that we can do there to help educate banks about how they can invest in programs that provide some job skills training and can invest in broadband deployment. But it's somewhat limited by the writing of the legislation.
Yeah. Do you feel like the overall sort of regulatory framework that we're in right now is helping or hurting? Could there be more help from the federal government also?
So my opinion, and not the opinions of the Federal Reserve, there's a significant discrepancy in what's available from one community to the next. And our federal dollars going into it, and we're seeing more states set up rural broadband commissions and putting some funding into it. But we also know that the regulations may not always be up to par to making that easy to do. And so when I was out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, you know, I was talking to some folks out there that said they have such a high percentage of land that's owned by the federal government, and to run conduit and run lines across federal lands requires a whole other set of regulations. And so if you think about how we deployed electricity 100 years ago, you know, we recognized that it wasn't profitable for for-profit companies to run the lines out 20 miles out to one farmer. And so that's where we got the rural co-ops. And I do think that it's a sticking point right now in trying to figure out how we get our regulations to be in line with deploying broadband rurally and still supporting our for-profit concept with the internet service providers.
Jeremy Higley is a senior community development advisor for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. On that government intervention question, a poll last month by the advocacy group Connect Americans Now found that 72% of respondents think Congress should be doing more to get broadband access to rural Americans. And here are the events happening this week that are likely to make some new tech news. For example, Spice World, starting today in Austin, Texas. It is not about spices. It's a gathering for IT professionals and sysadmins. So either you're one and you're already there, or you're at work wondering where all the IT people have gone this week. And that's where. And also don't laugh, because seriously, people, you don't want to be the next Facebook hack, do you? And if there's no show tomorrow, it's because I ran away to Seattle to the Smart Kitchen Summit, a business conference to understand the future of food and cooking. This is relevant to my interests. Oh, and there's also the Vanity Fair New Establishment Summit with, you know, the CEO of Uber, the CEO of Disney, the publisher of the New York Times. Me personally, I'd still go to the cooking thing. Okay, yeah, busted. They didn't invite me to the New Establishment Summit. Fine. And Mondays, I have decided, are for your email. Jeff Randall responded to our story on electric cars and Tesla competition and said there is plenty of charging infrastructure in America at your house. He writes, quote, "My Nissan Leaf is fully charged every morning just by plugging it into a 120-volt outlet in my garage." And he said 120-volt or even 240-volt outlets can easily and cheaply be installed in your garage or outside. That's true, Jeff, but I don't think you want me pulling into your driveway to charge up my car if I'm running out of juice on a road trip. And thank you to Jay for the feedback on this podcast segment. He said, you know what? I love it, but the music is just a little too loud for comfort. Jay, we turned it down. Let me know what you think. He also said, by the way, that he likes our new tagline. I think so far, Jay is the only one who's noticed. Keep the emails coming, mptech@marketplace.org, or you can tweet me, @MollyWood. I am Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.